Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do, and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
That's messed up. I totally missed my cue live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. It is now time for Monstrous Radio Live. So it's a Monstrous Monday. You know how we're doing to get you ready for the week. Some hot new music. I got some exports and imports. This is some new Tiger. It's called Lil Porsche. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday, and Monstrous DJ E Monster. Let's get it.
Talking all white when I kiss the Porsche. Talking back with murder trials like OJ. That's when I first fell in love with the Porsche. I used to see it when I tried to meet with Jose. She used to post outside of my workplace. I had so many pics of Lil Porsche. For my cell ring, pictures of Lil Porsche. My homie tried to tell me she was no good, yeah. Looked at the nigga, I'm like, no way. She said she only fuck with rich niggas only. Okay, wait till I get my money poppin', bitch. I'ma make you mine, baby, one day. All white Porsche. Let's make a wedding date right before my court date. Cause I need to feel you if they take me away. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white Porsche. Come and take a ride near me, Porsche. She wanna feel me slide aside, I'm like, okay. Introduce me to your friends, baby, yeah. Kiss you on the cheek, it's a double date. Do it right before my court date. I used to have a thing for Mercedes. She drive all the ghetto boys crazy. I couldn't make a mind, but didn't faze me. Cause when I met you, you my fantasy. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. Every single night I'm having dreams about you. Take you out to eat, don't that sound crazy? Wash you up nice and clean for paparazzi. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white when I kiss the Porsche. Back with murder trials like OJ. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. I'ma make you mine, put some 20s on you. Yeah, I can see you fine, put some winners on you. If the police get behind you, pull off on them. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I used to see you when I meet with Jose. Had so many pics of Lil Porsche. When my cell rang, pictures of Lil Porsche. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I just wanna sit and smoke my drugs in you. Pull up to the club, get love with you. Promise I won't let nobody fuck with you. Oh, I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche. I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche.
Yeah, Minneapolis, Minnesota, I-95, I should say I-94, look, I'm thinking I'm still in the South, it is what it is. Monstrous Monday, that Tiger off his Bugatti Raw album. Up next. Hey, Boogie with the hoodie.
Looked at the nigga, I'm like, no way. She said she only fuck with rich niggas only. Okay, wait till I get my money poppin', bitch. I'ma make you mine, baby, one day. All white Porsche. Let's make a wedding date right before my court date. Cause I need to feel you if they take me away. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I fell in love with the Porsche.
Talking all white Porsche. Come and take a ride in me Porsche. She wanna feel me slide aside, I'm like, okay. Introduce me to your friends, baby, yeah. Kiss you on the cheek, it's a double date. Do it right before my court date. I used to have a thing for Mercedes. She drive all the ghetto boys crazy. I couldn't make a mama, didn't faze me. Cause when I met you, you my fantasy. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. Every single night I'm having dreams about you. Take you out to eat, don't that sound crazy? Wash you up nice and clean for paparazzi. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white when I kiss the Porsche. Back with murder trials like OJ. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. I'ma make you mine, put some 20s on you. Yeah, I can see you fine, put some winners on you. If the police get behind you, pull off on them. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I used to see you when I meet with Jose. Had so many pics of Lil Porsche. When my cell rang, pictures of Lil Porsche. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I just wanna sit and smoke my drugs in you. Pull up to the club, get love with you. Promise I won't let nobody fuck with you. Oh, I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche.
Okay, it's that new Tiger.
I'm in love with
Bugatti
you,
Raw Lil album. Porsche. In love with Lil Porsche. No DMC. I'm just saying. No Suburban. Okay, we're going to do what it is. Monsters Monday. I don't know what I'm going to do with the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. I ain't got nothing. I'm butt naked tonight. Check it out. This is A Boogie with the hoodie. New music. It's clean. So if you know the cuss word, say them out loud. And we're going to get monstrous right about one. Wait for it. Oh, it don't want to go now. It's up. You know the number. 424-243-9649.
Get it! What the fuck I'm supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tests because I'm rich, they said okay. Hey, gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day. Hey. What the fuck I'm supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tests because I'm rich, they said okay. Hey, gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day. Hey, heard you got a big body, but a little face. Hey, got a 41 bezel with 100K, ayy. If I feel a way, then I'm gon' say it to your face, ayy. If I play the block today, I'll make 100K, ayy. Yeah, I just might make 100K, yeah. If they put a price on me, I'll double what they pay, yeah. They say they don't like me, give a f*** about what they say, yeah. I could take it and make you think about what you say, yeah. I'm gon' put her in a leg lock like MMA, yeah. I'm gon' let her give me twice if she don't say. If she ever turns germ on me, then she basic. Couple had the swerve on them, I updated. You pulled up with her, she ain't leaving who she came with. She deserved better, use a bird, use a waistman. Umbrella chains, weather in my spaceship. Diamonds dancing, I'm two-stepping with my bracelet. So, get the f*** by my face. I'm just on my way to get this money and I'm late, okay. In a strip club, throwing 20s like I'll be okay. 100K a day, trap booming like an 808. Yeah, what the f*** I'm supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tips because I'm rich, they said okay, ayy. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day, ayy. Heard you got a big body but a little face, ayy. Got a 41 bezel with 100K, ayy. If I feel away, then I'm gon' say it to your face, ayy. If I play the plot today, I'll make 100K, ayy. Hold up, talking shit don't never get to me. When they see me now, they better have that same energy. In abandoned houses, in and out, it wasn't to me. When you see me now, don't try to act like you remember me. You look at me now, drowning. And my hoodie Saint Laurent, it's 1,000. And we come straight out the Bronx, so we wildin'. Shout out BK, free Bobby and free Rowdy. Free my for V12, holla if you see 12. Febreze, believe me, it'll cover the... mail. I probably got 3 mil sitting in my email. So much on me, they second guessing what we sell. So much money on me, if it's dirty money.
Cause I earned it, you get murked if you come searching for me. When the police pull me over, I had 30 on me. I look like with less than 30 on me. Yeah, what the f*** to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tents because I'm rich, they said okay. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day. Heard you got a big body but a little face. Got a 41 bezel with a 100K. If I play the block today, I'll make a 100K. If I play the block today, I'll make a 100K. Yeah. I make a C. 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 I make a C.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all got to wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I want to say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you got to watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream. Achoo, you could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo, achoo.
You are now in the mix with Monster is Mix, DJ E Monster. Woo!
Hey, I'm up. We did an interview with us on the show. Check out the archive at monsterusradio.com.
We show out every time we show up. Wait a minute. You never get it, hit them up, pull up in it, club turn, I'ma bend it, yo, I'ma bend it, new check, lot of digits, what it cost, ain't you bend it, you in the rain, cause you never listen, step together, that's a new addition, wait a minute, hold up, pull the drink, roll up, snap it up, close up, in the club till you close up, eyes and money like it froze up, touchdown, doors up, turn up, turn up, turn up, ooh, so who the fuck is you, why you worry about me?
Never had a silver spoon. Got the harder way. Hit him with the fade away. Same, different day. The hater gotta say. What the hater gotta say? Can't spin it, can't spin it. That's my life, it's on repeat. We the one that last 2 years, so we going for a three-peat. Before we even hit the room, shorty sitting on Lee. You see me first around the corner, run the game like a track meet.
Holla, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Okay, so I got some monstrous R&B for y'all. I don't think it's all just hip-hop, thuggin' and boogin' and all those type of things, you dig? Here's some new Mob Braxton, her and Yo Gotti. A whole lot. Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. DJ E-Monster, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Baby, I get that money like that. I be hustling, no sweat. Ain't no secret, I'm from the street. I used to swing out a Vic. Turned that Vic to a Rari. Gave that Rari to my assistant. Yeah, my hustle so persistent. And that how I like my women, ayy. Don't get in my business, babe. You been in your feeling late. I been at your granny trying to argue. That shit irritate. I been thinking about you. Feel like I'm asleep without you, ayy. I can't sleep without you. I been tossing, turning about you,
ayy. Yeah. Been slick missing you on the low. Yeah. Now the only thing I want, yeah, is you and me alone. Yeah. And you know me, I am a lot, yeah. Been missing you up at the house, yeah.
I am.
And if I text, you better call back, yeah. Cause you know what I want, yeah, yeah. Let me rock your body, baby, back and forth. And I'm the only one to take it on the more. Stir it up, yeah, you already know. So let me do it, and I'm gonna do it until you say. Should be buzzing in. So I better not hear nothing running the streets when you know that I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
Let me rock your body, baby, back and forth. And I'm the only one to take it on the more. Stir it up, yeah, you already know. So let me do it, and I'm gonna do it until you say.
For dinner, fell in love the same day.
Same day.
You know it's real when she feel the same way.
Same.
You and your land nigga had some issues. I'm a little different from him, babe. Me and my land chick had some issues. You so different in many ways. And I've been thinking about you. Feel like I'm a sink without you. Ay. I'm your guided baby. Self-made millionaire off the yay.
Yeah.
I am.
Hold up, yeah. Hold up, yeah.
From new Tamar Braxton. So, all right, her and Yo Gotti called Hold Up, hot new music. So, all right, y'all, on the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news around here. Now, ain't this about a bitch? Y'all heard about the thing with Samuel L. Jackson. He's supposed to have been in a big gun bust at the airport, and they tasered his ass. Did y'all hear about that? Did you hear? Well, check it out. It was all a bunch of bullshit. Apparently, a man got arrested. He was at the airport. He had like a bow. He had some clubs, all kinds of things. Looked like he was trying to save some snakes on the plane. I don't know. Maybe that's why he put Samuel L. Jackson's name in it. I don't know. But as they was, you know, handcuffing him, he was like, Samuel L. Jackson's my uncle. Samuel L. Jackson, my uncle, like they was going to let him go or something. Did it? I mean, people out there, I mean, have you done that before? Have you tried to use a celebrity to say that that's your family member to try to get out of the police, busting your ass? Did it? Well, apparently he had no relations. He didn't have no ticket, and apparently he probably didn't have no bail neither because his ass is locked up right now. Monsters Radio, we're going to keep it moving, but that's what I want to know. I mean, have you ever used somebody's name to try to get out of something? I'm pretty sure people here in the Twin Cities probably all princes. My uncle, that's my cousin. You dig? That's my baby daddy, cousin, friend. He bought a dog from. But, you know, that's what I want to know. Rock with me. Check it out. Some more R&B for y'all. This is Tank. The song is called Savage. Ladies, y'all going to like this if I can get it to play. Let's get it. The Monsters Monday. DJ E Monster, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Get in.
Once she see the star sign, know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you and doing savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you and doing savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you and doing savage. I'm a real fucking trapper. Once I set the trap, I'll be fucking something after. Pick a Molly sweet, Julie, run about him faster. She was kinda neat, now she almost a disaster. Oh, I'm a real fucking master. I took her to school, now she taking up like NASA. Used to wait, now nigga ain't gotta ask her. I gave her the tools, now bitch way better. Oh no, my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game, she having fun. She starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Girls like you and do a savage. We ain't doing nothing basic. We gon' overdo it till these motherfuckers hate it. I'ma put it in you and then I want you to take it. And flip it so good, everybody wanna taste it. Yeah. You can tell that you're my favorite. I give you the gas, now you burning up the pavement. If you ever leave, I'ma probably have to chase it. Took too long to make it, now I can't replace it. Oh no, my God. What have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game, she having fun. She starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Girls like you and do a savage.
Okay. You got through some hip hop. You got through some R&B. I got a little more R&B for y'all though. I got a little bit of something that's got some reggae influence. It some people trying to get me to come back with some more reggae music. So all right, let us know how you feel about that at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Like I said, I mean, have you ever tried to use somebody famous name to get out of the police busting your ass? I'm just saying, I mean, what names have you tried to use? I know people in the Twin Cities, like I said, they probably use Prince, who they probably use Morris Day. All kinds of people. They probably got all kinds of fake-ass stepkids around here trying to get out of trouble. You dig? I don't think there's a name you can really say that's going to get you out of trouble. Nobody. Except for maybe one famous celebrity. Nobody likes her, though. Judge Judy. That's probably the only one going to get you out of trouble. This is 112. It's called Dangerous Games. Monstrous R&B on a Monday night. Uh-huh. New music. Some of y'all ain't never heard before. Uh-oh, this sounds like it's gonna be some wet Wednesday. What they talking about?
Your hands full of cards, parallel. your poker face on, forcing me to drop four. I took three smarter steps. Seems as if I've won this round. So I'm screaming connect four, but you say I'm stringing you along.
I don't wanna play this game of chess anymore, cause everyone knows when your queen is gone, you don't last long. So I keep myself in checkmate, love.
This is a
we'll survive playing with fire, huh? Cheers to being dangerous, dangerous.
I don't wanna play this game of chess anymore, cause everyone knows when your queen's gone, you don't last long. So I keep myself in checkmate.
Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. Hey, the weather here in the Twin Cities this morning started out really, really, really nice. It was like 67 degrees. You went outside, you was like, what? But take your ass outside right now, and you'll be like, what? Brr. You mean it's like 40 degrees, like something like that. So in the morning, hey, bundle up your little chitlins, your little legit. It's going to be like in the lower numbers. It might be like golf numbers or something like that. I don't know what to call it. But I, what's up? It's unbelievable. I see you over there. You ain't pressed one, but I see you. Let's see. See, now I'm threw my own self out. All right, y'all. Looks like, you know, it's Christmas season. So it looks like it's about time for people to start doing Christmas lights, fights. That's not something that we do in the hood too much. You know, that's more of a suburb thing, because in the hood, we talking about you better turn them lights off. Get it? Either that or somebody that ran off with your lights. It'll just be a flash just going across the thing like, how come it's getting darker? Because somebody's stealing the lights off the house. It is what it is. This is some reggae type feel. Ty Dolla Sign. It's called So Am I, featuring Damian Marley. And I can't read what else it says. I don't know if it's Skrillex, Skrillex. Somebody. Monsters Radio. For y'all. I'm opening up the lines right after this, though. 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to talk, or I'm gonna call you a bum to clutch. This is Turn Up Kings. It's called Party on a Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. You can also connect with us on Facebook. Connect with us on Facebook, The Monsters. Oh man, we got people that press one.
Are you
ready?
Ready
to party, y'all?
Party tonight. So stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. So fellas, grab a girl by the hand, get on the floor and dance. So stand up, stand up. Ooh, stand yeah. Up. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop.
Don't stop.
Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop.
Don't stop.
Ooh, yeah. There's a party going on right here. So if you came to party and you are somebody, wave your hands like you just don't care.
Yeah. We deserve
an award for best party of the year. Applause, encore, party over here. Living life like we just don't care. A lot of great vibes in the atmosphere. It's about to go down, got our party shoes. Watch the fam burn it down at the barbecues. See my cousins, my aunties, and my Uncle Sue. Uh-oh, here we go, about to act the fool. Came to get my grub on and attack the food. I'm feeling the love, y'all, yo, pass the booze. Throw that T-U-K on just to match the mood. Let's keep the party going with the classic room.
Are you ready to party tonight? So stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. So fellas, grab a girl by the hand, get on the floor and dance. So stand up, stand up, ooh yeah. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop.
Don't stop.
All my time still back a 9-1 and just flex. Nobody don't be vexed. Grab a seat, rest up off of your feet and sit down. And grab something for you. This is the life, that's all we know. No pop another bottle of mo. When you're in our side, this is how we go.
Can't deny ya, boy, I'm on fire. You wanna rock with me? Your girlfriend wanna party with me? Cause you know I get M.O.B. Hey, mama told me there be days like this, full of pretty women, diamonds on my neck and wrist. And they don't wanna leave, all the girls wanna stay, cause they know how big body play, yay, yay. And I got some real G's with me, T.U.K. Hey, don't wait up with me. And I can't forget my brother Crash Course, ballin' out, showin' no remorse. Take a picture of me, ride back like I'm riding on the Vegas Strip. My wrists all rocky, gold on the lip. Throw them pitchforks up, it's the West Side. You know how we do it, it's the best side. Real G's pour it up in the red cup. That's solo, then we get modo. Now you can watch me peel out in the photo. TUK party tipping on the low low.
Are you ready to party tonight? So stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. So fellas, grab a girl by the hand, get on the floor and dance. So stand up, stand up, ooh yeah. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop. Cause ain't no party like a TUK party, cause the TUK party don't stop.
Don't stop.
Sang a live radio. I thought I was gonna play another song that was kind of rock out music, but that was not the song. That's what it is. Live radio on a Monstrous Monday. So all right, let's check in with Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. What's good, Mama? Hello. You there? Do you got your cell phone on you?
Hey.
There she goes.
Hi.
Now I can hear you. How you doing?
It's going.
It's going. All right. Well, I mean, why sound like you're hidden in the closet or something? You all right?
Yeah.
All right. It is what it is. All right. I mean, I did some entertainment news. I mean, it wasn't really about nothing, but, you know, I did my little bit of what I had to do. But I don't know, did you hear about the thing where at first it came out Samuel L. Jackson got tasered on a gun bust at the airport, but then it comes to find out it was some dude who just said Samuel L. Jackson, who got arrested at the airport, said Samuel L. Jackson was his uncle.
Oh, really?
He tried to use somebody else's credibility. I tell you, I don't know. He must have thought snakes was on the plane on that plane on that trip right now, because he had bows,
but who's
knives,
stupid enough?
Probably everything but a pistol. It is.
Okay, who's stupid enough to believe that you know Samuel Jackson if he ain't there? Come on now, DA, do better. They gotta do better.
Right. Right. So my whole thing was tonight, you know, I wanted to put out, I mean, how many people really actually use celebrities to try to get out of, you know, the police busting that ass? They trying to get out of a ticket. They probably ran up out of Walmart. They said, oh, no, this is for my uncle, whoever. You know, I don't want to say nobody names and get charged and stuff against me. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm pretty sure here in the Twin Cities, people don't probably say to get on the ticket. So, oh, Prince is my uncle. I'm on my way to the studio. You know, something like that. But, I mean, you think a lot of people do that, actually try to use celebrities' name to get out of things, whether they on medication or not?
No, they don't use celebrity names, but they maybe use their uncle, others, or their cousin's name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. It may not be famous, but it's a clean record. You know what I'm saying? So they can't think of nobody's famous name. When they get pulled over, a famous name is not coming out their mouth. Their brother, their uncle, you know, is. And when they get booked and taken down, you know, poor cousin, they don't even know they got a record. Johnny done told on them.
Right.
Johnny done used their
name. Right. Yeah, because I think in real life, I think if somebody was big and famous, was close to you, you'd be trying to do everything not to let these people know that you're connected to that person. You did, whether it be like a football player or something like that, you is not trying to say. They'll be like, oh, so you're related to who? No comment. You did?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Because you don't want the paparazzi or the news to be like, yo, last night, Cousins Q, Kevin Garnett got arrested. Use his name. Here's a picture of them together. Come on, you don't want that kind of publicity on your cousin. Unless you don't like them and you hate them, then that's another story. But for the most part, you try to keep their name, you know, clear and out of your mouth. Unless you need them for other things besides getting out of a ticket. Because usually a female just uses her female goods, and usually a dude just gets the ticket. It's just be like that.
Right. Yeah, I can't say I heard too many times of dudes saying they got out of getting a ticket. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying, I can't say too many dudes. They probably got another ticket, you dig? You know what? I'm just
you can't flash
quit.
Nothing.
I'm just going to quit.
You can't show
nothing.
You know, y'all get another ticket. I'm just saying, y'all can't pump up nothing. Y'all can't turn unless they gay and, you know, they show them booty. But, I mean, does that really work either? So, y'all kind of screw you when y'all get pulled over. Just saying. All the way around.
Well, there might be one thing people could pop out with as a guy that might be able to get you out of a ticket with the police.
What's that?
You've got to have on you at all times a fresh box of donuts. Music break. Y'all thought I was gonna say sincere. I'm not gonna judge. I'm gonna pray for all y'all.
No.
Southside, what's up? Westside, what's up? Chi-town, you know it's going down. Southside, what's up? Westside, what's up? Chi-town. You know what's going down.
some oxygen. Whole lot of girls here, but you super thick. You should come and chill with me in this 50 gin. You ever been to contact? Louis Vuitton dime shit. Ball when we bowl, Louis Vuitton Brunswick. That ain't on the regular, the only thing that's regular. Nickname special, she ain't nothing regular. She know I like it, but I just can't put a ring on it. Did she let me put my thing on it? I swear it's so bad it made a nigga think on it. Got me calling up the radio, I play my damn.
Let a Mac represent. You messing with them lanes, looking what they fist to get. I got my angel wings, fresh, yes, expensive kicks. It ain't tricking if you got it, no, baby, benefits. I'm looking so cold, pockets so swole. Running from the po-po's, head me up like no doughs. And I got my rose gold, balling like Rose Bowl. Old school mo-mos, folks in the mo's, no. Baby, I'm a flick, shine slick like Solo. In a Cadillac, and I snap like Fosho. Jealous ass nigga, almost hit a head of no bro. I swear to God, he ain't finna hit her no more. And she glad she ain't know a Cadillac could ever move this fast. Ride down King Drive, now she's free at last. I'm gone.
And I know you don't usually blow, but I got a little Phil Jackson to put us in the zone. Really though, I just met your girlfriend through really though. And now that she's gone, let me tell you what I really got. A little Cheryl Lynn and some Julio, and girl, it's going down. Now somebody play my jam.
Know I got my link and my black mink on. Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up. Tonight it's going down, down, down. And we back in the bar, tryin' get a drink on. Know I got my link and my black mink on. Hollin' at shorty, cause we gotta get up. Tonight it's going down, down, down.
Oh my goodness, the system is moving super duper slow. It is what it is. Hi, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. This is our live show. Don't forget, you can listen to more music at monsterusradio.com. It's the only online radio where you can fast forward, rewind, and repeat the songs that you like. You dig? So make sure you go check that out. It's on our front page. All you got to do is press play. Don't get mesmerized by our videos and all that stuff on YouTube, but when you get a chance, check those out as well. Let's see. That's where you can find some Mitchell music, all that other stuff, all that good stuff. MonsterUSRadio.com. Miss Unbelievable, I mean, do you have anything that you might have heard that's been out in the entertainment news or anything you want to talk about tonight? We got some time left.
Okay, now remember when I was telling you that the black folks just need to be quiet on the sexual harassment tip? They just needed to just be quiet. Remember, I've been saying that since we've heard about all the white people that's went down, and the newest white person that went down was the dude from the Today Show. He went down.
Russell, let's put it like this. I remember what you said, so heavy. Every time they drop something about somebody new, all I hear is your voice like, just let it be. Don't say nothing. But just let it be. Don't say nothing. I go, okay. I'm not going to say nothing. She said, just let these people be. yes, I can't believe that. I was like, what? Not him. What? Wow. They're not playing at all.
They're not playing, but here's the sad thing.
Huh.
Here's the sad thing to the story. Russell Simmons came out, has left all his companies because there's harassment suits against him. Why? Why? Why did he have to even move to the... Why did he even have to move his piece? Why couldn't he just stay quiet? And let the white folks continue to do what they do. Drop it like it's hot. Like, for real. But I look at Russell and I'll be like, you're one of them. So I kind of took his car a long time ago. Not trying to be mean. Big ups, Russ. You're the man in the music industry. But come on. You could have just not said anything. Just let them be. Just let them be. They're coming for TV anchors. They're coming for congressmen. They're coming for everybody.
Yeah.
They didn't ask you to resign from your position. They didn't ask you yet. Because once it gets started on us, it's going to overshadow them. Come on, be quiet for a little bit longer. Just saying. That just hurt in my heart.
I know when I seen the whole, I was like, what? Hand. What? Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be interesting to see what the entertainment business is gonna look like, considering how many men are leaving, and I don't know who are they replacing them with. Because I'm sorry, women are not that great. I mean, I love you, women, you guys. I'm loving this movement. I'm down with it. It's been wrong, but not all women are interesting to see on TV.
Mm. Right. Hey, did you hear the thing about Pamela Anderson has said? And she's getting like, they're like trying to set her on fire. Did you hear what she was talking about by any chance?
No. What did she say?
Well, what she was basically saying was basically, you know, ladies, don't put yourself in certain situations that's going to end up resulting in those type of measures. She said, like, example, don't go to no movie cast call or something at a hotel and it's just you and that person. She said the person comes to the door in a robe, don't just leave. You don't want to get involved in those type of activities, because those are usually the false ones that are on some old other stuff. So basically, you know, she was setting a precedent saying, you know, don't set yourself up, and ladies, let's recognize certain situations. Let's not put ourselves into, you know, that scenario. And they basically came back and, you know, start bashing at her, saying, you know, that she was trying to throw the women who came out under the bus. I mean, I don't think that's what she was saying. I agree with her. I mean, you got to look at certain situations. Sometimes you can walk right into it. Maybe you knew it or you didn't know, but at least she's putting out there, you know, certain situations. If you didn't know, don't go to those type task calls or whatever, whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, just on what you heard, what I said, I mean, is that harsh? I mean, is that downgrading the other women that came out, in your opinion? I mean, just from what you heard on what I said.
You know, I don't think it's downgrading. Like you said, I think that she was trying to say, hey, these are the open doors that you don't need to go down when you're doing the casting call. I think what happens is, back in the day, that's all they had to get in the door. That's what they had to do to get there. And I guess she's saying now, hey, the warning signs are out. You don't have to do that anymore. Go down these routes. You have power now. You can walk out the door. You don't have to go to that casting call. There is some more open doors that are not, you know, dirty, that are not, you know, doing the wrong thing, that you now can go to a different casting call that's, you know, clear and safe. But then they probably look at Pamela Anderson saying, how did you get where you are? You're a playboy bunny, so how dare you say that? So they're looking at her character as well. But in that as well, you know you can say no and walk out at any time. It's how much are you going to put your integrity on the line to get that part, has always been my view on this whole harassment thing. You know that you can walk out the door and take your dignity with you. Are you going to just leave your money? Like, is money worth it? Is you getting in showbiz that bad worth it? So there's always a two-edged sword when it comes to how bad you want it and what are you going to do to get it. Are you going to do what's right for yourself, or are you going to do the wrong thing for yourself and have to deal with the shame of it later and then come out? That's still not fair. Either way it goes, but you make that choice. You always got to remember your choices are your decisions in life. And so, yeah, is it messed up that men did that? Yes. But is it messed up that women didn't walk away? Absolutely. Everybody has to play their part.
Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes people think when they get in those type of situations that, like, they don't have another route. And I think that's where the independent market, I think that's where it really, really flourishes. You just got to, like any other industry, you got to connect with the right people. But, you know, say if you people are closing doors on you because you won't open up your legs or something else like that, you know what I mean? Write your own film or get with some other people that's writing films and make your own movie. Fuck around and make a hit. You dig? I'm just saying.
Right.
They got Netflix and Hula Hoops, and I don't know what the other one's called, Hula Hoo and Hoo Hoo and Ha Ha's, and I don't know. You know, they be buying little movies and things like that. So, you know, there is other routes that you can take. But, yeah, but I think those people that are doing that within the industry, they should be put on blast. And I can't wait to see how many people they start to hit on the industry. But we're going to leave that alone for right now. Can you
that's
imagine?
Coming.
Ooh-wee.
That's coming. Oh, that's coming. Oh, that's coming.
It.
Because this thing, they're hitting the news, and you know the news barely gets hit. You know the news anchors, I'm telling you, they don't usually get hit. But they're getting hit. I mean, the actors, the big-time actors are getting hit. But then check it, they're all old. So what? If they don't never make another film, they pay for the rest of their life. They are paid. All the ones that are getting hit, they ain't made no movies in years. Like, okay. So these young ones, I'm wondering if these young ones, you know, have taken heed and be like, you know who the ones out there who ain't no good. Come on, there's whispers. There's always whispers. There's always stay away. There's always don't do. There's always that going on in every genre. You can't tell me that they ain't told you Hugh Hefner was not sexually harassing people. Come on now. They didn't care. They took that risk. Come on. Come on. I'm just saying. They're taking those risks. There's always a whisper about somebody. Even regular people, there's a whisper about somebody. Girl, don't go over there.
Right.
He ain't right. When we was growing up, there was always a whisper of who was a sexual predator on the block. Don't go on Queen. He live in that house corner. He be touching little kids. Don't go there. Come on. There's always a warning. There's always a warning. Someone's always whispering about somebody. That was up to you to do, like I said, right or wrong. You gonna go down the road or you gonna walk away? You gonna stay away? And then understand that your door will open to the right place at the right time when it's supposed to. But we don't have patience and we don't wait. So we take that and we roll with it. We're like, I'm in there, but I had to take my clothes off, but I'm in there. Yay. All right, good job.
Right. Fuck around, movie get shelved.
Hope you're happy.
Oops.
Right. Right.
Well, all right. All right, that concludes our show for tonight. So I guess, is there any last things you want to say before we go ahead and check up out here?
Man, enjoy life. Make it the right one that you can live with.
And there we go.
Have a good night.
Hey, I just want to say, make sure you tune in tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. And if you're in the workplace, woo-hoo, check yourself or you wreck yourself. They're putting everybody on blast. And I just want to say to that one listener out there, get in. Time to get fucked up. A little bit of this music on my way up out of here. D-Monster, it's unbelievable. D-Monster's radio, live.
You better check yourself or you wreck yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck car alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your Alpine. Throw the 4-6-0. Always let tricks know and friends know we got that endo.